And now we continue our conversation about the economy in Iraq. Iraq presents an opportunity not often seen in international affairs. With the Ba'ath Party overthrown and all of its structures of government up for examination, the entire economic organization of the country is up for debate. American officials in Iraq are talking about privatizing many of the country's industries, though they remain quiet about the future of the oil industry, at least thus far. We'll hear now from two sides on this debate over Iraq's economic future. If you have thoughts about it, join the conversation. 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, or email us at totn@npr.org. Joining us now is James Plack, a senior associate at Cambridge Energy Associates, and he served in the Foreign Service in Iraq, has followed their economy for many years, and we managed to track him down on his vacation home in Nantucket in Massachusetts, and we appreciate you taking time from your vacation, sir.
Happy to do it.
Civilian Administrator Paul Bremer has proposed privatizing many of Iraq's government-held industries. What do you think of the plan?
Well, I haven't actually seen the plan. There's been a good deal of discussion, I think, at least what has appeared in the public press. I would offer one caution, and that is, in considering the structure of an entire economy, one size does not fit all. There are as many variations of the free market system as there are countries employing it virtually. The way Europe does it is very different than the way it's done in the United States and so on.
Lots more state involvement there.
Absolutely. And that's the way the Europeans like it. And they have a rationale for that and find that that fits their requirements. In the case of Iraq, I was interested in the closing remarks of your previous speaker, and it reminded me of an important consideration, and that is that in considering privatization, you're selling publicly owned assets. The money will come into the Iraqi treasury and presumably will be used for public purposes. Obviously, you want to maximize those benefits as much as possible, and especially in Iraq today, which is desperate for all kinds of financing. And to do that, it doesn't seem to me the ideal time is when the country is in such miserable shape. Obviously, any productive asset, will increase in value as its ability to function more efficiently increases, as water and sewer and electric power and all of the other things in the infrastructure that was just being discussed mm-hmm. are put back into order. So to charge off perhaps with an ideological disposition to privatize right now would seem to me to be rather unwise.
On the other hand, it would seem that if you don't privatize, you're leaving these sort of shell state-owned companies there, who's going to give them money to continue their enterprise?
Well, that's an interesting angle. And there are many increments along the way to sell off a share of an enterprise, either a majority share or a minority share, depending upon what you're talking about. Could indeed make some sense. In the long run, I think privatization would be the best solution for many of Iraq's industries. But I would be cautious about rushing into it. And also, I think it's essential that this be an Iraqi decision that has a pretty broad public consensus behind it. Otherwise, it's simply going to be something that's been forced on them, and it won't last.
If you'll be good enough, we'll take a question now from John, who's on the line with us from San Francisco in California.
Yeah, I wanted to make a point about the earlier discussion about Bechtel. I mean, I think it's what's been left out in that discussion is that George Shultz, who's on the board of Bechtel, was also on a committee called the Committee for a Free Iraq. And there's a very good article in the Chronicle today, John Carroll, San Francisco Chronicle, about how bridges are being Iraqi companies are bidding for bridges to repair them at $300,000, and then they're signing U.S. contracts for $50 million, a new Diyala bridge. So I think the American people are getting really scammed. But as far as the privatization of Iraq, there was a very good article by Robert Collier in the same paper about the mass unemployment created by flooding of the economy in Iraq of foreign imports. And I think this privatization and flooding of the Iraqi economy is having devastating impact on people who formerly worked in nationalized industries. And I think...
Well, let's see if we can get a response to that from James Plack.
Okay.
That's consistent with what I'm hearing and seeing as well. And this is another reason why you can't just leap blindly from the point at which you now stand into an end point that may be desirable, but it takes more time and thought, I think, to get there in an orderly and efficient way.
Well, I agree with you about the ideological plan of Bush and Wolfowitz and the other people there, that they want to do to their economy what they're doing to this economy, which is to destroy it. The idea of privatization, of deregulation of electricity in the United States has led to blackouts, has led in California to massive price increases. And the same people, the Enrons of the world, they want to put in charge of Iraq. And I think the Iraqi people have real reason to throw the United States out of Iraq and take over the job themselves. I think they can do a proper job of rebuilding the country without the United States.
John, I think you could safely criticize anybody for being disagreeing with you, or being misguided, but I don't think you can say that the president is trying to destroy either the Iraqi economy or the American economy, but we're going to have to leave it there. James Plack, we appreciate your time today.
You're welcome.
James Plack is a senior associate at Cambridge Energy Research Associates. He was good enough to join us from his vacation home in Nantucket, Massachusetts. Joining us now is Ariel Cohen, a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He's with us from his home in Rockville, Maryland. Good for you to make time for us today.
It's a pleasure.
I understand you advocate a fairly quick privatization of Iraq's state industries. Why?
We have experience in Eastern Europe. We can compare countries that privatize quickly versus the countries that privatize slowly. The data assembled by the World Bank and other international economic institutions is unequivocal. Those countries, such as Estonia, Poland, Czech Republic, Hungary, that privatize quickly, undergo economic recession, which is more shallow, and then grow much faster than countries that privatize slowly, such as Kazakhstan, Ukraine, Romania, Bulgaria, etc. These laws would apply to Iraq. However, I make an important distinction here. Those countries had domestic legitimately elected governments. Iraq does not. And as long as the U.S. is a supreme arbiter, and we've seen there is a certain amount of resistance to U.S. presence there, I would not recommend massive privatization under U.S. supervision. However, there is a conundrum. The Iraqis do not trust the U.S. and don't trust the Westerners, but they also don't trust other Iraqis. There's tremendous hatred and decades of bloodshed between, for example, Sunni Muslims and the Kurds on the one hand, and Sunni Muslims and Shia Arabs on the other hand. So even if we leave, and if we're wishing the Iraqi economy well, the Iraqi future government, democratically elected as it may be, still will lack this trust of the people, which is necessary for effective privatization.
We have an email question from Bill Westerman in Brookville, Indiana, and this is, I guess, about the structure of the Iraqi economy. What, he asks, has Iraq exported in the past besides oil?
Iraq is exporting dates, as in fruit, some figs, and had very little of petrochemicals. Well, you can count it as oil, but regardless of what Iraq exports, the Iraqi economy is about as efficient as East German economy or North Korean economy are or were under central planning. And just to mention the earlier caller from San Francisco, who sounded somewhere as a compromise between Fidel Castro and Ho Chi Minh, if this country had centrally planned government-owned economy, we would be much worse off than we are today. The Europeans, who do have a higher state-owned sector, state-owned assets, do not experience the same economic growth and the same purchasing power as American consumers do. The European economies are stagnant. They don't add jobs. And when their jobs leave, they do not create new jobs. And I'm talking about major European countries such as Germany and France. So to advise the Iraqis to maintain a North Korea-style economy is really wishing them ill.
Well, let's talk about the issue of trade barriers. That was one thing that was mentioned earlier, that all of these imports are flooding into Iraq. Isn't this just going to drive Iraqi companies that are working out of business and cost Iraqis jobs?
No, this is rubbish. The Iraqi economy was destroyed by Saddam Hussein. I studied the Iraqi economy and what happened to it since they nationalized the oil. Iraq was pumping 6 million barrels of oil per day, every day, before nationalization of oil by Saddam in 79. By the time Saddam started the Gulf, the first Gulf War, the Iraqi economy, the oil economy shrank by a factor of two, and after that it continued its decline. As far as other Iraqi companies, they're in terrible shape. Saddam did not invest in civilian infrastructure, as we saw. The electric grid collapses, and so does the water grid and other infrastructure. And he also did not allow private economy to grow. Iraqi companies in non-oil sector are not competitive. And to talk about opening the Iraqi economy for foreign imports, you're talking about improving the lot of the Iraqi consumer. There was, like as we saw in Eastern Germany and the Soviet Union, a tremendous pent-up demand for consumer goods, and now the Iraqis can bring these Chinese televisions or Bangladeshi.
Ariel Cohen, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ariel Cohen of the Heritage Foundation.